Eric speaking.
Is this Eric?
Yes, this is.
Hi, Eric. Good morning to you, sir. This is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke on Monday regarding branding your business on Google so you could get the calls directly to you. I know that you were wanting to kind of cancel 411 Local first. Did you ever have a chance to speak with them?
Yes, I did. And I also discovered that I need to go back to Thrive and actually have them send over all of the permissions and the hyperlinks to re-host my website. And I'm really glad that you called because it gave me a heads up. And in going on there, I realized that the site is unhosted and it won't be in existence very much longer if I don't deal with it. So
yeah, you're talking about coolpowerservices.com, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you have to have a website that's hosted, but I think, I mean, arguably the most important thing is that people see it. Most websites are not on the first page, even ones that are hosted and, you know, up to date and customized and everything like that. If it's not on the first page where most people do their searching and decision making, then, you know, you're not going to get that website in front of the target audience that you're looking for. So, you know, obviously we would want you to have an active website, but our job is to get it found by people who are typing in keywords related to the services that you provide. So when you talked to 411 Local, did you resolve the issues that you had with them? Did you cancel the service?
I did cancel the service. They told me exactly the same song and dance that I've heard after hour 25 on the phone. They're going to fix everything. It's really easy to fix. And they don't know why it's taken 6 months for anybody to get back to me and yada, yada, yada. So, I canceled I actually asked for a refund of all the monies that I had paid, which of course they declined, and then left me with a settle up bill too for services that I never received any particular. Mm. But anyhow, that's,
it's unfortunate to hear. Yeah, but I mean, at least
you're
not with them anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know that we talked about a lot on Monday. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No. I'm very time challenged right now because of the weather. I've gotten so backed up, and I'm really trying to fulfill contracts right now. I'm actually up in Twain Hart driving in the snow. I had no idea. It showed sunny, partially cloudy today, and I'm in a winter wonderland.
Oh boy, no kidding. So
still snowing.
When do you think it might be a better time? And I don't need a whole lot of your time to get things set up on my end. It might be better for the follow-up call tomorrow, the call from our technician to get everything squared away. But, I mean, if this is something that you would want to do, I would really need maybe 5-10 minutes of your time right now to get it set up. And then the bulk of it would be a follow-up call with our technician. That takes about a half an hour. So we do want to talk to you about your services, your service area, of course, things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, all of that. We could do that on a follow-up call.
Well, a great first step instead of going through all of it verbally. I need to get my website visible and hosted. GoDaddy is going to host for me, and I just want to get the website. I want to get the website visible and in your hand because, of course, pictures are worth 1,000 words.
Right. Yeah. And at this point, we can't even see that site. So, let's see. Today's already Thursday. Should I call you back maybe midweek next week?
That would be good. Actually, if we can put it on a schedule for Monday morning early, is that possible? 7:30?
About the same time?
So 7:30.
Yeah, sure, I can call you 7:30 on Monday.
Okay, that will be good, and hopefully I will have time to get in contact with GoDaddy tomorrow. Or not GoDaddy, but Thrive.
Thrive,
and get that. They were supposed to, when I terminated my contract with them, They were supposed to send an email with all of that information about the website, and they didn't do it. I actually am still retaining some small services from them, the social media optimization.
Oh, I see.
So I'm still paying them, you know, $60 a month for some little tweaks, but that does give me a really good in. I'm not a canceled customer. I'm an existing customer.
Yeah,
so,
so any other issues, they should help. Yeah, exactly. All right, well, sounds good. You have a great rest of the day. Enjoy the upcoming weekend. We'll talk at 7:30 on Monday.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mr. Walters. You take care. Have a good one.